Always.
Shout out fire. I mean,
always.
It is just shout out fire.
It is just big Texas.
It's Texas the continent.
Her silly little head.
All right.
Poked out. And it's just like, wow, what a tiny little snake. And then you just see the rest of her, and it's just.
Yeah.
She is 31 inches long.
Same.
Which is also deceptive because.
You should get that checked out, dog.
No.
That's way too long. If you got a snake as a fucking penis.
I wasn't talking about my cock.
What were you talking about?
My hog.
Welcome. Thanks for joining in on this, the day of days, midway through the month of January of the year of our Lord 2023.
Year of our Lord, 2023.
Mm-hmm. We made it.
Mm-hmm. Big Hair Stevens here.
We saw that one cop get fucked. We didn't see her get fucked by a bunch of cops, but we saw the memes about her getting fucked by a bunch of cops.
They were all fucking.
Yeah, it was an orgy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
She was the one girl.
Yeah, well.
Did you see her husband's, like, standing by his wife being like...
What? They're swingers. He gives a shit.
I don't think he was.
Well, now he is.
No, that turns him into a cuck.
Well, still.
Well, you don't think after he found out, she was like, yeah, well, you can just fuck five of your coworkers more even.
You don't think swingers are full of cucks?
No, because they're also having sex. Like, if I'm having sex with that dude's wife, and that dude's having sex with my wife, we're swingers. We're both, but like, a cuck, I'm saying, is just like, I'm the dude who watches.
Yeah, I'm sure there are tons of that going on at swinger parties.
Probably. But I would not say they're the same.
No, they're, it's...
At a swingers party.
At the square and a rectangle. At the square and a rectangle. Like, cucking happens. Like, they both happen independently, but like... You're gonna have more cucks at swinger parties than you are gonna have cucks just being cucked.
I disagree.
No,
I disagree.
You got more of them.
Strong disagree.
You got tons of swingers.
I feel like there's less swingers than there are cucks.
I would agree. In this day and age?
You think there's less swingers than cucks?
Yeah.
There's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way cucks are out there being like, I love getting cucked. There's no way.
Well, they don't always know, you know?
Yeah, but that's not... They're not a cuck, then.
They are.
A cuck is getting off on it. I mean the literal kink. You can call someone a cuck, but like...
Yeah, cucked.
The
kink. I fucked your wife. Got cucked.
Well, then all swingers are getting cucked. Every single person who trades wife is getting cucked.
Yeah, so...
So you get shit on.
Well, we just said there's more cucks, so...
Yeah, but I said swinging...
We're past that, Steven. We're in a different argument.
No. That's not how that works.
Welcome to the podcast.
We're talking about mountains.
You probably should not have a key party in a mountain. On a mountain. That's probably not a good time.
I think... I think the Grinch had a key party on that mountain. When they were having the balls.
They're in a valley. He's on the mountain.
He's on a mountain. He wasn't having a key party by himself. That's too bad.
But yeah, Yeah, they were having a key party. I think in like the original animated one.
No, not in the Jim Carrey one.
The Jim Carrey one is a key party?
Maybe I'm fucking stupid. What's a key party?
A key party is a swingers party.
Yeah, you bring up...
That is where you...
Oh, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
So you put your keys in, and then
the husband put the keys in the... I'm explaining it now because I've started. So the husband put the keys in the big mason jar, the big glass jar, and then the wives, when they leave, they take someone's keys, and that's who they go home with.
Sure. Yeah.
Or you're just fucking, and all everyone's fucking in the same place.
That's an orgy.
Well, yeah, you can have a swingers orgy. Absolutely.
I mean, you can. Oh, I think it's different.
We are devolving again.
Talk about mountains. Now, for my mountain list, I didn't really look into like the history or anything about these specific mountains. It goes, that mountain looks cool. That mountain's got a cool name.
Yep.
Yeah. Goes on the cool mountains list.
I picked one mountain that I think is overrated, but has a really cool fact about it. That's the only one that I chose off of facts.
I mean, I do have an overrated mountain on my list.
I'm better than that because I cucked a overrated mountain.
Okay.
Straight off this list. Sure. I fucked its wife. Absolutely.
Okay, wow. Who was the mountain's wife?
Everest. Who was the... K2 was the mountain's wife. Everest is the mountain that I cucked.
That's my number 10. Is Mount Everest.
That's also my number 10.
Like, it's the stereotypical mountain that everybody climbs, and it has a lot of people, dead people, and you have the anti, you have the ant, what?
It's the tallest mountain in the world.
K2 is my number 10.
You have the anti, I don't know, feel good about yourself meme where it's Mount Everest is full of dead people who believed in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So
highly motivated people.
Also, the peak of that is like one of the crummiest looking places ever because people just leave their shit.
Yeah.
And they like don't clean up after themselves. And anyone who is like actually willing to go up and clean is not going to actually go up and like who's bringing a trash bag with them so they can bring a trash of you know.
Yeah, it's hard as fuck to get up there.
Yeah, why would I risk my life to like.
Yeah, no, fuck that shit.
Have you seen pictures of people going up there? They're like hundreds of people in a line just trailing after one another. I chose Mount Everest. It's my number 10 because of the fact that the dead bodies on Mount Everest are checkpoints for people climbing the mountain. Yeah. Like, they know where they are based off of where these dead bodies are.
Yeah, it's
crazy.
That's
incredible. And 2020, there was a COVID outbreak of the climbers on Mount Everest, so like 100 people, not only were breathing hard because they were on this tall-ass mountain, but they also had COVID.
Imagine... Oh, that's a fucking whatever. Imagine just... I could not be that kind of person. I'm not that type of person.
Oh,
that's insane.
Not.
Can you turn that down
absolutely
just a
not
smidge, like one or two notches?
Sure. Is that good? Are we better? Or is that too low?
That may be too low. I don't know how much you turned it down.
Is that too low? Are we loud enough?
That's probably good, yeah.
I...
Perfect.
But yeah,
perfect.
Mount Everest is honestly a bucket list challenge. Like, if you have done everything you could possibly do in your life, and you're like, you know what? This is the last hurrah. Because you could die. Easily. Like, easily, you could die.
Yeah, fuck that. Why would I do that? Where I'm like,
yeah,
cool, easily I could die. Fuck that. No, absolutely not.
I'd rather walk on the edge of a building and potentially fall off the building than climb Mount Everest.
I'd rather do anything else, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not gonna, I have zero desire.
Right.
None. Mm-mm.
I would want to climb these other mountains.
Could not be me. I mean, sure, some of these mountains are like,
some of these
you know,
mountains are
you have like, you can like drive up halfway or even if you can't, like,
no,
don't
I
require
would,
you to like actually like free climb this shit.
Yeah.
I would hike all of these other mountains.
Okay. I have one that I wouldn't.
They're not nearly as tall.
Why is K2 your number 10?
Because it's better than Everest. And Everest is number 11.
Oh, okay. My number 11 is Mount Doom.
Mount Doom?
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Like the real Mount Doom?
Where
Skeletor
lives? Just Mount Doom.
Where Skeletor lives? Yeah.
No, in the movies and the books.
Okay.
Oh, Lord of the Rings?
That's like an actual place in New Zealand.
I know. But Mount Doom, I don't know. It's not that cool of a mountain, and it's got a lame name. You call it Mount Doom.
Yeah.
It's that's so basic. Granted, he wrote it in, like, 1930, so, like, it's excusable. I understand.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, but...
Mount... Ruapehu?
Huh?
Is its real name?
I'm going to call it Mount Doom. Or nothing at all.
Oh, the New Zealand mountain?
Ruapehu. I don't know which one's worse, Mount Doom or Ruapehu.
Okay, this one's got a really cool name. It may be too low for you guys. It's Kilimanjaro.
Why did you go back to back?
I went first. And then Liz said, that's also mine. And then you said,
oh,
mine's K2.
Sure. I'm fucking
crazy. It went very quickly.
Yeah.
It's Kilimanjaro. Okay.
Sure. That is too low. Kilimanjaro slaps.
Kilimanjaro is a good name. It's a cool looking mountain. I liked these other mountains more.
I don't have Kilimanjaro on my list.
This list is all...
I almost had it on my list, but I don't.
Yeah. Like
any of these mountains could be in any of these spots on my list.
How is it founded in 1969? How did we not see Kilimanjaro before 1969?
I don't think that's what founded means. I think they just named it Mount Kilimanjaro in 1969.
It's very, well, it's what, in Tanzania, so it's very possible.
It's in Jamaica.
Jamaica. Jamaican be crazy.
I'm sorry. You fool.
I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong Wikipedia page. It's a Jamaican sound system that was founded in 1969. I have no idea. Like, that's the first Wikipedia page, dog. I have no idea.
What?
Well, point being...
Wait. Oh, because it's a musical artist. But why is that first? Like, why? Like, it shows me the picture of the mountain, but then it's like, musical artist, Kilimanjaro.
I don't know.
Let's just
say... Jesus Christ. It is in Tanzania. You're right.
Let's just say the fact that none of us really, like, were concerned when you said it was founded that late. But my point was going to be that it's in Tanzania, which the native peoples of that area, yeah, either called it something else, or they just... There weren't enough of them to, like, really fucking care, you know?
So why I didn't like it is because it's just... It's basically just a big plateau.
Yeah.
It goes up, and then it's just flat, like, the whole way.
That's why I like it. Because it's cool. It's big flat.
Big flat.
It's
hardly a mountain.
It's a tree trunk.
It is a tree trunk, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My number 9 is the only U.S. mountain range. I picked the Rocky Mountains because I've actually been there.
Rocky Mountains are kind of cool.
I think
not on my list.
Really cool.
But like, I have a few American mountains on my list.
I was going to have the Grand Tetons specifically.
I don't like the Grand Tetons very much.
Okay, well, go fuck yourself.
Like, the appearance of them. I would like to go, but they're not, like, compared to, you know, it's like number 13.
Well, of course. Anything, okay, like, the Appalachian Mountains, I have seen, they're cool. The Rocky Mountains, I've seen, they're cool. But, like, anything that I haven't seen, but I've only seen pictures of course, looks really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Because I haven't been there.
Yeah, the pictures will do it. Well, yeah.
So the Rockies, yeah, I think the Rockies are cool. I like snow-peaked mountains far less than I like forested mountains, sure, with, like, lakes in the middle where, like, volcanoes have gone dormant and shit. I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So all that's higher up.
My number 9 is Mauna Kea. Mauna Kea?
Sure.
It is a big mountain in Hawaii. It's very pretty.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Extremely pretty.
Weird about that. Is that the mountain that dude climbs in Cloud Atlas?
I don't think so.
Mauna Loa.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's Mauna Loa. Which is another mountain that looks very similar. I have been to the Haleakala Mountain. It's also a national park in Hawaii. Well, like, it's like... It's not super impressive to see, but you can go to the, we didn't go to the top, but we went, like, almost to the top,
mm-hmm,
and you can see, like, the other, like, another island from, sure, where you are.
That's very cool.
Because you are so high up, and you are above the cloud line, too, and you don't realize you are.
That's very cool.
And you also go, because there's so many microclimates in Maui,
mm-hmm,
so, like... You go from, like, 80 degrees, and then 20 minutes later, when you're up this fucking mountain, you are in, like, 50 degrees.
Sure.
It's fucking freezing.
Neat. It's very cool. I would love to go to Hawaii.
Cool. Beautiful sunsets.
I don't want to go mostly because the indigenes don't want you to go. They're like, hey, don't show up. Right?
That's not 100% true.
Okay, well,
it's
the government issue,
yeah,
because the indigenous population's like, hey, you are literally the only reason why we're getting money, because they're islands, so, like, they rely on exports.
Tourists, baby.
And tourism, it's just the government regulating the tourism that's the issue, because, you know, they're regulating the funding and stuff.
Mm.
So... It's not an issue as long as it's respectful and you're, like...
Sure.
Yeah, it's mainly just a respect thing. Because a lot of the people that I met, you know, like, my friend's white and she moved there. And she's like, yeah, like, nobody has an issue with anything because, like, we respect the land. We're here to learn the culture and be a part of the culture, but we're not, like, throwing trash everywhere and stuff. And
yeah,
the government's just like, hey, we're going to bring in all these tourists. They're going to pay a bunch of money and go to all of these resorts that we're building instead of, like, encouraging local...
Sure. I'm going to rate is Jotunheimen.
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 It's in Norway.
Shout out Norway.
Yeah. It's not like the most pretty thing, but I like the name.
Because Google's like, you don't know how to fucking spell it.
Jotunheimen.
Jotunheimen. That is pretty.
It's decent.
It's just mountains going in and out of...
Water.
Like rivers that they got going around.
The wind.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like what you would imagine, like, a Finland landscape to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Finland, Norway.
I would love that.
Greenland, Iceland.
Iceland.
The Nordic countries.
I would love to go to Iceland. Oh my
Same.
God.
Be very cool.
I picked, what were we, number 8?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I picked the Ko'olau Mountain Range in Oahu, Hawaii, because it's just beautiful and green.
Sure.
And has tons of waterfalls, because we like waterfalls.
We like waterfalls.
Like, look how tall. They're, like, walking through a bunch of brush on the top of this mountain.
It's very cool.
Mm.
That's cool shit.
My number 8 is Splash. Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain.
Tons of fun.
That's at a water park? Or that is a water park?
It's at Disney World.
Yeah.
It slaps. Pretty good. Be right around on a log. Sick nasty.
You're a lame.
I got a better one coming up, too.
You're a lame.
You had Mountain Dew. I can't have Splash Mountain.
That was number 11. Yeah. It's not on my list.
Sure.
You always think outside the box, but, like, in a lame way.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Splash Mountain?
Yeah, Splash Mountain. Splash Mountain slaps.
No, it doesn't slap that much.
It slaps at number 8.
That number, no, maybe yeah. Maybe a number 10.
Maybe.
Maybe
I can't ride any
10.
Of these. I can't ride any of these mountains, except for the other mountain I can ride on my list.
You're not riding the mountain. You're running a fucking log, Steven, you idiot.
Yeah, the ride is Splash Mountain. I'm in the log.
No, you're riding down the mountain. You can sled down almost any of these mountains you want.
I'm not sledding down fucking...
You can ride these mountains, Steven.
That's not how that works. I'm not going to... Kilimanjaro is not a ride. Space Mountain is a ride.
I think Kilimanjaro is a ride somewhere.
Kilimanjaro. Oh, it might be. Ooh, that's a good point.
I'm sure you can get some rainforest
themes. I have Splash Mountain. I have Splash Mountain the ride, not Splash Mountain the mountain,
which is lame.
Sorry.
My number 7 is Fuji. Mount
that's
Fuji.
Too low. Mount
Fuji
is way too cool.
It's pretty. It's very pretty.
Mount Fuji didn't make my list. Like I said, all of my snow-peaked mountains are cool. I enjoy them.
Shout out Japan.
Shout out Japan.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's like the Japan mountain.
I prefer...
Is it a volcano?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost all of these are volcanoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are still active volcanoes.
Yeah.
Didn't Mount St. Helens pop off recently?
I don't know.
It's not on my list, but...
Mount St. Helens is also not on my list.
Not impressive. My turn? 7? My number 7 is the Azores Mountains in Portugal. It's a big-ass lake with all these green mountains around it. Very pretty, very tropical.
Shout out Portugal.
Portugal.
What do they speak in Portugal?
Portuguese.
Sure. I'll believe you.
They have, like, a whole language named after the country. Number 7?
Appalachian.
Sure.
I enjoy those mountains. They're long.
They're long.
They're in the U.S.
I dig how there's, like, Wendigos and shit that, like, scream that they need help and stuff in the Appalachian Mountains and kill people.
Yeah. We get Bigfoot up here.
People.
They get Wendigos. It's very cool.
I think Wendigo, I'd rather have a Bigfoot.
You get Wendigos all over, though. Wendigo is like a Native American.
Yeah, like Skinwalker.
Yeah. But they are more concentrated in the Appalachians.
They're terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wendigos are fucking...
Because the Appalachian Mountains are like the wooded mountains.
Yeah.
So like they hide in the woods.
Sure.
We get...
Trick people into helping them, and then they also become Skinwalkers or Wendigos, and they can transform into things. And they're like chopping next to your car, just running you down.
It is crazy.
I did hear that story, and that story is terrifying.
Dog.
That's where they're just like, they see the thing, and they drive away, and then it's just like chasing after them.
Just hauling ass, brother. Absolutely not.
It is crazy when you're like just the people who are recording at night, and all you hear in the distance is someone screaming bloody murder, help me, help me.
Yeah, no.
They're like, I can't help them.
Not for me.
And then everybody's like, if you're that close to hearing it and you're outside, like they already know you're there and like, it's
outside
now. I don't know how the outside helps, but
So I don't go outside.
If I help a Wendigo and they make me a skinwalker, like, I don't know, that seems fine.
No, but it's not, like, fun.
It's not fun.
It's not, like, it's like becoming, like, a zombie, you know?
You don't get the Ben 10 Wendigo. You're, like, you become a monster. You aren't you becoming Wendigo. We should rank the Ben 10 monsters for sure. Absolutely. I know that's what you're going to say.
No, that's not what I was going to say. Also, there's, like, 30 of them because there's multiple iterations,
yeah,
right?
Brother.
But, like...
Is that too loud?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Have we done, like, Bigfoot and Nessie and
cryptids? Oh, mythical creatures?
Have we done cryptids?
We did it with G-Unit. Maybe. We did ones we could beat up in a fight. I don't know if we've done
We definitely did not do cryptids we could beat up in a fight. We did not do that list.
We did mythical animals we could beat up in a fight.
Mythical animals is different than cryptids.
Okay, sure. Sure.
I don't know if we... I don't think we did.
We should do a cryptids list. That'd be fun.
I don't think I could take a Wendigo.
Cryptids, we could beat up.
No, and... I just meant cryptids, period.
Yeah, I can't beat up not cryptics. God damn it.
Nah, there aren't really many you could kick the shit out of.
No.
Mothman's too big, Chupacabra will suck your blood.
Are they cryptids?
Yeah, both of those are cryptids. Bigfoot, Nessie.
Bigfoot and Nessie is. Chupacabra
Mothman.
Is Mothman? I mean, there's like
nah,
Cthulhu's not a cryptid.
That is mythical.
Cthulhu's an eldritch horror.
Yeah,
but still.
Cryptid is like folklore.
It's folklore.
It's like folklore monsters.
Yeah.
But like named folklore monsters. Mm-hmm. So like fairies or fae is not like, you know, Wendigo is a specific thing. Skinwalker.
There's lots of people who think, like...
Skinwalker is a general thing,
will-o-wisps and stuff.
Mm. That's more European, though.
Will-o-wisps are rad. They're scary, but they're rad. It's a floating skull and flame. My number... Six. Matterhorn.
That's my number five. The Matterhorn... Slaps.
Matterhorn, pretty fucking not the Disneyland.
No, I have the actual mountain, Matterhorn. I would have said
it's in the Alps.
I would have specified.
It's just a really tall, like one skinny tall peak.
Mm-hmm. It's on the Toblerone.
Very pretty. Toblerone, good word.
Yeah, it is. It's a really fun word to say. But I'm not a hazelnut in my chocolate kind of guy.
I am. That's really shitty quality chocolate.
Sure.
But, like, I love hazelnut.
Sure.
So.
I'm a dark chocolate man.
Were you the one pushing garbanzo beans?
Fuck no. What the fuck? No.
You're not the one pushing chickpeas?
I thought that was Joshua.
I don't remember.
Telling us that his favorite bean was garbanzo beans.
No. I'm not a
We ate them early.
Guy.
They were really good.
No. I like legumes and the other ones.
Legume was the category.
Fuck, it's not garbanzo beans, it's the other things people tell you to eat.
Pinto. Black.
Those are beans, dog.
Yeah, I don't know what the...
Fuck, what are they called? Lentils. I like lentils.
Okay, well, those are the categories. The category, like, the overarching category.
No,
lentils
are
a thing.
Lentils is a thing.
Okay.
Legumes are, that's a category.
Lentils are basically, they look like the inside of a green bean. They look like the pods inside of a green bean.
Yeah.
Which they might be.
I don't know.
My six?
Six.
My number six is the Carpathian Mountains.
Carpathian?
In Romania and Slovenia, that area. They're very beautiful, no matter which way you look at them. Look like...
I want to see the Carpathians.
They look like big hills.
Carpathian forest.
Well, I mean, like, there's so many different ways that you can look at them. Like, these are higher up, but hold on.
Sure, we could hike those.
Yeah, absolutely. But, like, you could also say...
Because they're barely mountains. Sure.
That's a fucking mountain.
That's a fucking
John.
Mountain either, yeah.
Ooh, that's pretty.
But, like, there are hills in the mountains.
The hills are alive?
Yeah.
With the sound of mountains?
That was close but far, yeah.
My number six is Kirkjafell.
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 Too low.
What? I don't have that on
it's
my
too
list.
Too low.
It's in Iceland. West Iceland. It's gorgeous. Waterfalls.
Yes.
You got Aurora Borealis going nuts. It's very pretty. There's a lake.
Yeah, but the waterfalls are not on the mountain. They're next to the mountain. They're in the landscape that includes the mountain, but they're not on the mountain.
But they're coming from the mountain.
They're not.
No.
They're not. Look at this. That's not from the mountain.
Yeah, they're to the left.
That's in the same picture as the mountain.
They're still coming from the mountain, John. Do you know? Now, maybe not that one specifically, but waterfalls come from mountains.
Some do.
They're coming from higher elevation, usually from glacial material.
Glacial material.
And then as it melts, it comes down.
Swooping and falling.
So it could be coming around the backside.
Going around the same.
Down a little river into a waterfall.
I've never come on a river before. The backside, though? For sure. Number five.
That's a good one.
Hand it on down.
But too low.
It's Mount Cook.
Mount Cook's all right.
Where's that mountain?
What's the other name for it?
Aoraki. I don't know if I'm... It's A-O-R-A-K-I.
Yeah.
It's in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I saw that one too.
I'd rather...
No, this is like...
New Zealand is a top
like
tier.
A good mountain.
That's a good mountain.
I want to go to New Zealand so bad.
Same.
It's hard to live there. I don't know how hard it is just to travel there.
It's not hard to travel there.
It's okay. Well, unless, I mean,
you gotta have the money.
But, like, it's not hard.
It's not that expensive to go to New Zealand.
How expensive is the fucking plane ticket? It's fucking 16 hours away.
So? That doesn't make it more expensive than...
International flights are absolutely more expensive than, like...
Yes, they're more expensive than domestic, but just because it's in New Zealand doesn't mean it's more expensive
That's not
than
what
if
I
you're
mean.
Going to, like, Europe.
I don't want to fly, like... I'm spending
money. You go the opposite way because we're on the other coast.
Sure, we are going towards Japan instead of
yeah.
the other way around. But still, a long flight.
Yeah, long flight. I guess that's like the hardest part.
It's a long flight.
I have flown to England and France before, and that was the longest flight. It was like 12, 13 hours. And then I had a layover in Amsterdam for 6.
Jesus. It's a long flight. I've never been to Europe.
Same.
It is pretty cool. Pretty cool. You think the roads here are narrow? Cool. Hot damn.
You went to... I've been to a lot of... like, tropical places.
I like tropical. I would like to go to more tropical places.
Aruba...
But I'm not like a resort type person.
Aruba is the best. Aruba is the best place I've ever been to. The best vacation I've ever had in my entire life. It was incredible.
When I traveled to Europe, it wasn't really vacation. So, like, I never had a vacation outside of the U.S. But the U.S. has some pretty cool places.
Well, so. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hawaii was pretty nice. You been to Hawaii?
No.
Oh, Hawaii's really nice.
We just talked about that earlier.
I would love to go to Hawaii.
I didn't know he said that.
Retain it.
You're number 5. What is the...
Mount Cook.
That's right.
We're at number 4.
No, Liz is number 5.
My number 5 is the Vinicunca Mountains in Peru, also known as the Rainbow Mountain.
Oh, those are sick.
Rainbow Mountain.
Those are very cool.
Yeah, I saw that. It's
didn't
whatever.
Make the list, but they're very cool.
I think it's cool.
Didn't make the list.
Pretty
yeah, lame
cool
list.
Enough.
Didn't not cool
yeah,
enough
what,
to make the list.
Like, why are you trying to make this list political, Liz?
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe I just like rainbows, John. How are you making it political?
Man. You can't turn this around on me.
God.
I asked you. You brought it up.
Yeah.
I said maybe I just like rainbows, John.
How
maybe
dare.
I like color.
How dare God
I
make
do
fun.
See
you
color.
Like color?
I do see color. I acknowledge it, and I enjoy all colors.
That's racist.
I like them
that's
all together.
Racist.
That's
in
racist. You can't say that.
Mountain. My number 4.
Yeah.
I'll skip you whenever
that's
I want
fine.
To.
That's fine. That's why I went in. I don't care. Like
my number 4 is the best roller coaster ride.
Wait, what was your number 5?
Matterhorn. I said it when John said his number 6 because...
Yeah.
Oh.
We're not going to talk about the Matterhorn twice.
But now we had to because you weren't paying attention.
It's the line.
How dare you?
It's the creative gene.
God should have taken two ribs.
Two ribs.
Says the guy who doesn't want to get political, John.
The Bible.
Bible's not political, Liz. Bible's not political.
Okay. Bible is completely political.
Now, what? Separation of church and state, bitch.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Just put it in the cryptic list.
Jesus Christ is a great cryptid. For sure.
Yeah. I mean, he was one of my cool bad dudes.
That's a pretty good one, too.
Jesus is definitely the guy hanging out in the woods, watching you. Trying to murder you.
He's absolutely.
Is Santa Claus a cryptid?
Yes.
Yeah. He's folklore. Absolutely. He sneaks into your house. He watches you.
I mean,
he gives you stuff.
I mean, if you think about it, that is actually super fucking creepy.
No, yeah. It's absolutely creepy.
It's horrifying. My number four, the roller coaster I want to talk about on my mountains list, is Space Mountain. The best roller coaster ride I've ever been on in my entire life. Number four. Easy number four. That could have been number one.
What's your number four, John?
Yellow Mountain. Which is a terrible name for a mountain.
Can you ride that?
It's the one in China. I don't know what its actual name is.
Horribly,
it's horribly racist. How dare you?
I feel bad.
Huangshan.
Why did you say that?
Literally, because it literally means in Chinese, in Mandarin, it means Yellow Mountain. Dog, so fuck off.
Ooh, this is pretty.
It's a very pretty mountain range. It's like the one where you got like mist and clouds like interwoven
It's the Mist of Pandaria's mountain.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Sure.
Oddly shaped rocks of the Yellow Mountain. That's just.
How apropos.
I like misty mountains. I like when you can see where the cloud line is because the elevation's so high, and then, like, the rest of the mountain's sticking up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty cool. My number four is the Kirkjufell in, Iceland.
Your number three?
My number four.
Number four?
Yeah.
I skipped everybody, damn.
You did, yeah.
It's crazy.
You jumped ahead. So my number four is the Kirkjufell in Iceland because it is gorgeous.
You want to go, Annie Johnson? What's your number three?
You want me to go again?
Yeah, we'll fuck everything up.
No, sure. We're just going back into the original order.
Did John go first?
Yes.
Time?
Mm-hmm.
You're lying to me. You're gaslighting me. How dare you?
It's in Italy. It is the Dolomites.
Dolomites?
Mm-hmm.
Dolomites are pretty, very pretty.
Dolomites pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Dolomites pretty cool.
Oh, man. It's like a... I don't know. It's like the spine of a great beast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just going along. Very thin, very tall. Reminds me of fucking Attack on Titan.
Sure.
Eren Jaeger. Very pretty mountain range.
My number three is the Andes.
Ooh, the Andes are good.
In South America. That is definitely something I would like to hike.
The Andes?
Yeah. Go to, like, Machu Picchu and shit.
That'd be pretty sick, actually. That'd be actually pretty fucking sick.
Yeah.
Well, you can... I know, like, the thing to do, they give you, like, coca leaves, and you're supposed to chew them, because it's supposed to help with the elevation sickness.
Sure, yeah.
Very cool.
Get you a little cocaine high.
Mm-hmm. Wait, I'm not gonna go. John just went.
Mm.
So my number three?
Yeah.
Fuji. Big fan.
Fuji's very pretty.
It's
gorgeous. I've got no hate for Fuji. Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
I like the flowering cherry tree after it too.
Looking at the view where it's just like cherry trees and then Fuji in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dog.
It does for me.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
My number two is the Swiss Alps.
Sure.
Absolutely stunning.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're pretty cool. Mount Blanc.
Like, it's a large mountain range, but, like... That's the one.
Switzerland.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Swiss France, all that shit right up there. Yep. Tippy top.
Yep.
Very
pretty. Alpine forests are amazing, and then you stick mountains in it, and that's just even better.
Like, fucking look at that. Snow peaked. Look at that.
Yeah. Absolutely. But you live there, you're not leaving for, like, 8 months out of the year.
Yeah.
You are snowed in. Absolutely. My number two is the Pindos Mountains in Greece. I'll show you a picture, but they look like every other mountain.
In Greece?
In Greece.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah, absolutely. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Next to the Mediterranean.
God,
I'm so pissed off that the fucking war happened and I couldn't go to goddamn Greece.
Yeah, I really like the aesthetic of Greece, like their infrastructure. At least from pictures, I've never been there, so I couldn't tell you how, like, great it is to see it. But, like, our friend Kayla went there, and the pictures are amazing. And
the Mediterranean.
I really like the aesthetic.
Yeah.
And they're, like, built into the mountainside. Mm-hmm. So, like, you've just got, like, all of these, like, beautiful structures and houses. Very neat, very, like, you know, whites, pinks, that kind of stuff. With, like, all of these blooming flowers just going right up the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I was wrong. I thought I had Kilimanjaro on my list. I lied. I don't have Kilimanjaro on my list.
You're looking at your list. How do you get, like...
Because I'm fucking stupid, John. I don't know what you want. My number two is Denali. It's in Alaska.
Sure.
It's gorgeous.
It's just snow, but yeah.
Huge, snowy. You got valleys and shit. You got grizzly bears running around, ruining people.
I would love to go to Alaska.
Dude, same.
That'd
be so
cool. We're not close, but we're much closer than in Texas.
We're much closer than when we're in Texas, yeah. I know somebody in Alaska.
Love to go to Alaska.
Hook us up, Liz.
Yeah.
Hook it up.
What do they do there?
That guy,
why do they live in Alaska?
It's that guy who likes me, so I don't know how you feel about that.
Ooh, no, nah. We don't hook it up.
Why do you live in Alaska?
Because
he hates himself?
Kind of, yeah. He kind of said, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with my life. I'm no one. I'm just going to live like a mountain man in the middle of Alaska. And that's what he did.
Sure. Live your truth, dog.
Yeah. I mean, he loves it there. That's the only person I know in Alaska. That was your... Wait.
So that's my number one.
That's your number one.
No, I needed to give my number one.
Okay.
He's number one.
That's
one.
Right. Your number two is Denali.
Kind of cheating, kind of not. It's Olympus Mons. Biggest mountain in the solar system.
Oh, the one on Mars?
Yeah.
I couldn't find the name, and I didn't do very much research, so I was like...
It's Olympus Mons.
Thought about putting it
it's
on
a cool,
there.
It's a rad name.
Wow, you had three roller coasters on your list, and you're telling us you didn't do that much research? Wow.
I only had two roller coasters on my list, three. Person who isn't retaining. No.
Yeah.
Splash. Space.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. There was...
Nope.
No?
Nope.
I swear there was one more.
Nope. You're both bad at this. God damn.
My number one
you
is...
You thought the Matterhorn... The Matterhorn is a ride somewhere.
That's what it was.
The real mountain.
You said...
Yeah.
Not the roller coaster.
Yeah.
The actual mountain.
That's what it was. Olympus Mons, cool. Good name. Tallest mountain in the solar system.
It's very cool.
It's in Ilium.
Mm-hmm.
And Olympus. Two books by Dan Simmons.
Dude. That shit is fucking crazy. That looks nuts.
It's the mountain that the robot gods are inhabiting.
They're, the future people gods that are fucking around.
In the past,
yeah.
Alternate dimension time.
Going back and be like, you know what, fuck it, why not? Why
it's
not
fucking
just,
nuts.
Why not? Liliad, let's just make it real. We have the power. We can do that now. We're better. And then they just do it. It's crazy.
It's a good book.
Mm-hmm.
The second book, not as good as the first one. Both still good books.
Yeah, it's Dan Simmons, dog. You don't miss.
He does not miss.
My number one is the Dolomites. They're gorgeous. They're big. They're spiky.
Yeah.
They're very pretty. Big fan.
They're really pretty. My number one is the Swiss Alps.
Snowy.
For similar reasons.
Big.
Snowy, big, beautiful.
Swiss Alps are gorgeous.
You can see all the meadows.
Mm-hmm.
Leading up into the mountains. And it's in Switzerland.
We should go somewhere.
You just said you don't like leaving the house.
Yeah, I know, but we should, like, go somewhere.
Okay.
Okay, where?
The Swiss Alps.
Yeah, let me just save up, you know.
$2,000.
$2,000 in 2 years. I actually want to go to New Zealand. I have opportunities to, like, take classes out there.
You should go to New Zealand.
I have considered it.
I mean, Alex is going to...
Japan? I'll go to Japan with Alex.
He's going to Japan. He's going to... He's moving to Australia. He's moving to Australia.
Oh, he's going to look to move to Australia, yeah. Why? But he's going on a trip. Because he had a job offer.
And okay. He has to take that shit. If you had a job offer to move to fucking Australia, you take that shit in a heartbeat.
I'm at the point in life where I know enough about Australia that I am not interested.
You don't want to fuck around with all the animals and shit?
No. You want spiders this big? You want to fight a kangaroo that's trying to eat your dog?
Yeah.
You want to fight a kangaroo?
I would kick the absolute fuck.
Every day.
I don't have the picture of my kangaroo. Me kicking the shit out.
No, you're wrestling a penguin. You're not. Yeah, that's not with a kangaroo.
Look.
Fuck out a kangaroo.
Look. You got emus there that are aggressive.
Emus are sick.
Yeah, they've got like wallabies and stuff, which are pretty fucking cute. But then you've got the biggest cities, right? Because the rest of it's just fucking desert.
Everyone lives. It's like Canada. Everybody lives in fucking two places.
Sure. And then on top of that, everything's on fire. Always.
Yeah, shout out fire. I mean, it is just
shout out fire.
It is just big Texas. It's Texas the continent, but they talk funny. It is literally just big Texas. They're the same place.
So why is it exciting to move to Australia?
Yeah, that's not an argument in your favor.
Because there's beaches and stuff.
There's beaches lots of places.
Yeah, but...
Like, if he's moving to New Zealand, hell yeah. You got mountains, you got all that fun shit. Look, there are places in Australia that are pretty, right? But, like...
I want to go to New Zealand really bad. It'd be very cool.
I do. Also, want to go to New
Zealand. Black sand beaches.
And they also have the accent.
I mean, the New Zealand people are better than the Australian people. I'll give them that.
Except for Steve Irwin. But then Steve Irwin died, so, you know.
R.I.P. in peace.
Now we're just left with his kids.
What are we talking about next week, Hannah John Hannah?
Palindromes.
Nice. That'll be a fun one. That'll be a fun one.
I don't exactly know. Like, we'll see. We'll see how good it is.
It's going to be like the same 10.
Yeah.
We're just going to rank them different.
Yeah.
Where's NASCAR going to be on your list? What about Millennium Falcon?
I don't get that one.
Tell them where they can find us, Hannah John Hannah.
You can find us on our website at thisiswhyyourewrong.net. You can find us on our... you can email us. Any comments, questions, concerns, lists, whatever. At thisiswhyyourewrong@yahoo.com. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All This Is Why You're Wrong 1. You can tweet at me, at Double Owls.
You can tweet at me at PHNOV1. Deuces.